Moving to Italy might not be for everybody, but out of the 172 of you that voted on the community tab post that I put up earlier this week, 66% of you said that you would actually prefer moving to Italy over Portugal. So it's actually been quite a while since I've devoted a full episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter to a topic that has to do with Italy. So let's do an episode solely devoted to moving to Italy. Let's start out comparing the North, the Center, and the South. Roll that intro. So let's just jump straight into this and start with the North. So who it's for? It's going to be for the people who are still at the point in life where they have to work, but you also do have some locations in the North where if you are retiring or if you already are retired, that could be worthwhile considering as a new location to live in. Because there are other parts of Italy where I might say that it's better to go there if you're retired. But if you're still in that point in life where work is necessary, the job market in the North might be a little bit more friendly. Of course, though, in Italy, if you are looking for work, you definitely need Italian. Don't go to Italy expecting that you can get a job in English. And I'm not going to say that the best part of the job market is only going to be relegated to someplace like, say, Milan. For example, in Verona, you might also be able to find some interesting tech jobs. I'm not going to say it's going to go for the whole North, but some pros of the North that are worthwhile considering is that generally you do have higher wages than the rest of the country. And then also, generally, there are more opportunities for work. I can say that I've met a lot of people in the North who are from the South who moved up there because of the working conditions as well as the wages as well as the amount of jobs available. But the patterns that I have noticed for people who are looking for work is that people from the South may move north, but people from the North may move elsewhere. Not always like that. You may find people from the South who also will move to other parts of the world as well, but just some migration patterns that I've personally noticed. And like everywhere in Italy, you have some beautiful areas to consider calling home, both that are on the sea or in the countryside, or even the lakes. Italy has some gorgeous lakes. I might say to think about a place like Lago Maggiore over Lago di Como. Lago di Como for me is not my favorite. I think it's a little over touristy. Both seem to have a tendency towards being a tourist hotspot, but in Lago di Como, my memories of being there personally just felt like there was a lot of smog that somehow made its way up from Milan and got trapped in the mountains that are around the lake. But as a Star Wars fan, of course, I always have to mention anytime I mention Como that if you are talking about beautiful locations, think about Naboo. The lake country of Naboo is the lake country of Italy, specifically Lake Como. And the villa that Padme and Anakin stayed in is actually a real place. You can go buy it on a boat. They have these boats that you can take that will take you from one village to another. It's just regular transportation there, or even the scene that was cut out from the movie. Padme's parents' villa, I believe, is also another location there, just right on the lake that you can go by boat. But another really great benefit of being in the North of the country is that you have a lot of airports, especially if you find yourself kind of along the line between, say, Venice and Milan. You've got two airports for Venice, two or three for Milan, and then also you go a little bit further south, which is technically north center, the north of the center of the country in Bologna. You have another airport there, so you have a lot of great opportunities for traveling not only around Europe but also connections around the world. But another benefit of being up in the North is that you do have a lot of top world-class universities for business, for law, for this, for that, for the other. You have a lot of really wonderful options, and not, again, just Milan. You have other places like, say, Bolzano or Bologna, if you're going to consider Bologna part of the North, although some people may find that a little controversial, maybe the center of the country, but also even Verona. Some of these places do have schools that are really top-notch that are worthwhile considering if you are at that point in your life where you are planning on studying or continuing your studies. But some of the cons that are worthwhile considering is that the further north you are in Italy is that the more cold and the more bitter cold that it can be in wintertime. Even when I lived in the Veneto in Rovigo, I remember there sometimes coming home and like my bones hurting, or just being outside and my bones hurting from the bitter cold there. And then also when I lived in Bolzano, or actually Merano rather, but near Bolzano, that same province as Bolzano, I also remember being there and just having pain from the cold. There are very few places that I've ever been in, even in those kinds of temperatures, where the cold was just bitterly painful. I've been in places that were much drier, but also cold, where it just didn't get into your bones as much. Another thing to consider is that the warm, open, welcoming culture that many people think of when they think of Italy, from the perspective of being from somewhere outside of Italy, a lot of the kind of stereotypes that people have of Italy are from the south of Italy, not the north of Italy. People from the north can still be very open and welcoming and warm, but they do have a tendency to be a little bit cooler than the people that come from the south. And that can come with benefits and negatives also. But another con about being in the north is, even though the wages tend to be higher, is that because the wages are higher, the cost of living tends to also be. One thing I will say is, not necessarily for groceries, but for even like pastries, yes, they will be higher than other parts of the country. Even coffee, like getting just a little espresso, can be a little bit more expensive than other parts of the country. But rent, especially, of course, it will depend on where you are, because the closer you are to a city center, the more expensive it will be. It's not like other places in the world where you have like an area that's just for living, an area that's just for work, for zoning at least, like an area that's just commercial or just residential. In Italy, you often have a mixture of both, and especially in cities, you do have a mixture of residential and commercial. And in city centers, those are going to be some of the most desirable places to be. You will have areas that are outside, some neighborhoods or a village. But generally speaking, cost of living in the north overall can be quite expensive. And even talking about, say, Milano and Bolzano specifically, those will be among the most expensive places in the country in general. But now let's move a little further south, but not to the south, down to the center. And in the center, you can find a bit of a balance between what you will find in the north and the south. Big surprise there, I'm sure. But it is a kind of mid-central point, culturally as well as fiscally and financially. The work environment there, or rather work market, the work market may be a bit better than what you would find in the deep south and Sicily, but you might not have as many opportunities as what you might find up north. So you can find that the cost of living, say, for example, close to Rome could be a little bit higher. But if you go, if say like Rome is the front of the boot, if you go to the backside of the boot, just directly across Italy, then you can find that the cost of living could be a lot less. But of course, this is going to be dependent on where specifically that you are, because also if you are on the backside of the boot, on the other side of the mountains, then you may have less access to larger cities, maybe shopping or things to do. But this is going to be everywhere in Italy. The closer you are to a city, the more access you will have to things. The further away that you are, the less access that you'll have, especially if you're out in the countryside in a village. Then if you're looking for that experience of being able to go out on the town and going to bars and clubs and this and that and the other, then living out in villages might not be the best place for you. However, there will be some villages that do have access to some of the larger cities, or at least to areas that can get you to, maybe you go a little bit north or south, or that you can be in the center between a couple of different options and have that ability to get to different places. So that's a nice thing maybe about the center of the country. So let's get into some of the pros about living in the center, is that the cost of living can be better than the north, but of course, like I said, not always. Of course, if you're closer to a city center, that's going to cost you more. The prices in Milan and Rome could be comparable, but also you could get a little bit further out and have a little bit more fun and flexibility with your pricing. Another pro about being in the center is that the winters can get cool, but they're not going to get as harshly cold as what you might find in the north. Of course, it depends on how far north you are in the center of Italy, because what is actually considered the center? I've heard different definitions of what this may actually be. I would say from about Bologna to about Rome-ish, maybe a little bit further south than Rome, but not by much. But another pro about being in the center of the country, especially if you are in a place that's closer to Rome, is that the Rome airport is going to be right there, and you'll have great connections all over the world. However, fewer airports than what you might find if you are in that area, like I was talking about up in the north. Also, another pro from my perspective is that I personally enjoy the food from Rome a little bit more than I do from the north. The north is not necessarily what a lot of people, again, like the stereotypical idea of what it is to be Italian or what Italian food is or what Italy is not necessarily what people will find in the north, but maybe more in the center and the south. And so for me personally, some of the foods that I enjoy, or even the flavors that I enjoy, are more central and southern Italy. Northern Italy can sometimes, in my opinion, be a little bit more reminiscent of Central Europe. Some of the flavors there, still with an Italian flair, but it will kind of depend on where you are. And then also there's the butter olive oil line, where above it they will only be using butter, and below it the fat that they will be using in their meals will be olive oil. So that's another thing to think about. But even in the north, that's a separation. So even when you're up in the far north, you could have people that are still using olive oil, but you may hit a certain point where people start using butter and judge the people who use olive oil. But before I get into this next section, I do want to say a huge thank you to those of you who are patrons who help monthly to help Not Your Average Globetrotter to be able to continue, as well as the one-time thanks on here on via the thanks button, as well as rafaeldifuria.com/support. Also, one thing I do have to say is, if you are interested in more content about moving to Italy, just kind of like moving to Italy 101, the basics, and having this be the first episode of a new series of videos, be sure to let me know. I'm not saying I'll put out an Italy-related episode every week, but if you are interested in more Italy-related content directly, be sure to let me know down in the comments section below. Because if there is enough interest in this particular topic, I will definitely keep this little mini-series going. But to talk about some of the cons of the center is that while the cost of living can be lower than the north, it can be a bit higher than the south. So it's not going to maybe be the biggest difference, but you will notice in the south that costs can be absurdly low. But let's talk about that in a second. And another con is that the same can go for jobs, is that it will be better than the south, generally speaking, but you may not find as many opportunities as you might find in the north. But if you, again, are closer to a larger city, then you might have more opportunities available to you, again, if you're speaking Italian. But now let's talk about the south and Sicily. I'm going to combine these here because even though they can be separate, there's a lot of similarities, and a lot of the things that people like about the south, they also like about Sicily and vice versa. Not necessarily always, but what I would say in general is that some of the most beautiful locations, some of the most beautiful seaside locations that you can find are going to be in this part of the country, especially like some of the beaches around Sicily are just amazing. But I'm not going to say though that in general that beaches in Italy are amazing. They're not my favorite personally. A lot of beaches can be very rocky. Or if you get up into the Adriatic, the water can be a little bit murky and not so clean, especially the closer that you get to Venice. But there will be areas where it's a bit cleaner and a bit nicer that once you get away from Venice. But another thing to consider is that around any large area that will have a lot of boating traffic, of course, the water may not be perfect. But like I've mentioned before, when it comes to working opportunities, the South and Sicily may not have the best opportunities available. And I've met plenty of people with one or both parents that came from the South to move up north. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just there's a trend. And I think it's worthwhile considering why people leave a certain area, especially when you are talking about certain parts of the world where you have a large amount of people who do prefer to leave. And Italy is a country where a lot of people do leave. But let's talk about some of the pros here. Generally, a warmer winter than the north and even the center, and you can have some places that even in the middle of winter can still be pretty comfortable, but it's not to say that everywhere is going to be perfect, because you do also have areas where it may be more rare in the south and Sicily, but you can have places that do get snow. Even in Sicily, I've heard about places where you can go skiing. I've never been, but it could be something worthwhile considering that if you do want to have some of the beach and some of the mountains close by, you can find this in other parts of Italy, like even Pescara, for example, someplace that you might be able to call in the center of the country. You do have the ability to have the beach and the mountains close to each other. That would actually be a very interesting area, I would think. But also another pro, in my opinion, some of the best food in the country can be found in the South, especially when we're talking about pizza. Neapolitan style pizza is just a step above the rest. Okay, I do sometimes enjoy a Milanese style slice of pizza, but there's something special about Neapolitan style. Just the crust is so perfect and fluffy and light, and it doesn't feel so dense. But in general, I would say that I am somebody who maybe would complain about the amount of cheese used, that it's very minimal in comparison to what I might personally prefer. So I would give that point, at least for sometimes how much cheese is used, slight benefit to the north up in Milan, that sometimes when you see that slice there, it's just covered and it's beautiful. But if you're thinking about Pizzanomics, of course, the Neapolitan is so much more delicate that maybe all of that cheese would really weigh it down and just take over the dough. But the dough is really amazing. Another major pro to consider about the South is that not only for rentals, but also for properties that you might want to purchase, you can find prices that are absurdly low. A lot of the €1 projects that you hear about, like where you can buy a home for quote unquote €1, but it's not actually buying a house for €1, it's the starting bid is at €1. A lot of those are going to be places in the south of Italy. Not all of them. There are places that are further north, but the majority of the ones that have become famous are going to be Sicily and the south. Personally, I wouldn't consider one of those. I would think that you could be all in into an apartment that would be move-in ready for a very similar price and someplace that might be in a more desirable location. But for some people, they want to get out and be a little bit further away from things. And so maybe that might be the right choice for them. So just one thing to consider. While generally the cost of living can be lower, like I mentioned before, not all groceries will be lower. In some cases, I actually, when I was down in Sicily, I noticed that for some things, it actually did cost more than when I was living in the north. And I would assume that could come down to, say, the transportation costs, because things have to come through the north to the south. And it's not going to be like that for everything. So maybe some things are coming from the center and have to go down south. But for some things, I did notice a little bit of a higher cost. But for those things like, say, that are going to be baked fresh, or one of my favorite things that I had in Sicily were these fried dough balls that were covered in cinnamon and sugar, and that cost nothing. That was dirt cheap. And so for some things like that are locally sourced, you might find that those are going to be less expensive than what you might find in the center and the north. But now let's quickly talk about some of the cons about the south that you may find in some parts of the south in Sicily, that roads aren't as well taken care of. Even I've mentioned this before on Not Your Average Globetrotter, that when I was in Sicily, I remember being on a country highway where there was probably just a gap where the highway had cracked and split that was probably about a good meter tall, maybe a bit less than a meter, but still, it was significant enough that it would be a very major problem and could cause a major accident if a person driving on that road were not paying attention. And then even in Palermo, for example, the roads in some of the areas that were part of the city didn't feel like normal roads. There was one road specifically that seemed like it was a highway and it felt more like a dirt road. But also some places in the south could find themselves in a similar type of situation. It just depends on where you are in the local government and where the funds have been allocated. Another thing about the South is that in general, the train system is not as robust. The transportation system is not as robust as what you might find up north. It's not to say that you won't have trains. It's just not going to be as many trains to as many locations as what you might find in the north of the country. But even in the south, where you have fewer locations where the trains may go to, it still is probably going to be better than a lot of the train system that you might find in the States, especially on the West Coast. It's going to be much more robust than that. So it's not like it doesn't exist at all. It's not like people don't get around by train, but it's not going to be as well connected as the North. I've heard some people say also may not be as reliable, but that part specifically is not something that I can say I've personally been able to confirm. But another thing to consider as part of the con, and this comes into the cost of living, cost of many things there, you have to always look at why is a place so low cost in comparison to where you're coming from or to where you're going, to this, to that, whatever. Looking at the cost of living, why? And so the wages in the South can be much, much less than what you might find in the North. And because Italy does not have a minimum wage, yes, Italy does not have that. There's collective bargaining that gets into play. But people can find themselves in positions where they might have a job that just doesn't pay the same as it might in another part of the country. Like, for example, I've mentioned this before on Not Your Average Globetrotter. I spoke to one woman when I was down in Palermo again, just another example of Sicily, where she said that someone working in a hair salon that is sweeping up the floor and cleaning might only earn a few hundred euros per month. This was something, again, that I wasn't able to personally confirm, but through seeing other things, I was able to see indications that that actually could be true. And so when you are looking at a place that has an absurdly low cost of rent, you have to consider, why is it absurdly low? And so for you coming in as someone from the outside, you have to consider, are people going to look at you a certain type of way if you are coming in and you're able to just buy up a lot of property, or that you're able to rent the largest home in the village? You have to take these things into consideration and the attention that you may or may not draw to yourself. But anyway, this is where I'm going to round off this episode. And of course, if you're interested in more information like this about moving to Italy, be sure that you let me know down in the comment section below, or if you have anything to say, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, let me know down in the comment section below. For those of you who are interested in more Portugal and expat related content, don't worry, I'm not shifting back fully to Italy related content. But for those of you who are interested in Italy related content, make sure that you let me know if people respond that they would like to see more as part of this Moving to Italy 101, then I will definitely be sure to make more episodes. Anyway, I'm Rafael Di Furia. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all for another episode next time of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Later.